St. Paul today speaks of how our Lord redeemed us by the shedding of his blood, which all the sacrifices of the old law were a prefiguration of. And in the gospel, we have that solemn declaration by our Lord, so clearly pointing to his divinity. Before Abraham came to be, I am. He who is truly God, second person of the most blessed Trinity, took on our human nature and became a true man in order to suffer and pay the debt for our sins. And he took on a perfect human nature, a body and soul like ours. Like us, he had friends and family. Like us, he had emotions. He has emotions. He had the capacity to suffer, to feel lonely, to feel sorrowful, to feel rejected, to feel happy. Like us, he could grow tired. He ate and slept and worked. St. Paul says that he was like us in everything but sin. Indeed, he is truly one of us, having taken his human nature from the flesh of his Blessed Mother, we are in fact related to him, as all of us share that common ancestry of Adam and Eve. We share it with our Lord. So is the same blood that flows through our veins as through his. That same blood that he shed the last drop of for our salvation. The passion of Christ, and the word passion comes from the Latin word for suffering, began with the agony in the garden. And there is hardly anywhere where we see Christ's human suffering so clearly portrayed than his agony, and hardly anything we can so profitably spend time thinking about as his agony. Think about this man. He came for you individually. He knew you before you were born. On this night of his suffering, he thought of you particularly. What a good man. What a holy man. What a perfect man. And he only suffered because he chose to suffer. He was perfect and without sin, and his whole nature was in order. And he would not have suffered anything unless he chose to. He didn't have to ever feel sorrow or pain, but he chose to, because he thought of you and he loved you. Think of him how, as sacred scripture says, he began to be sad and sorrowful, and went apart from his disciples to suffer alone. Think of this man who looks at you with more tenderness and more care than your mother ever could, who loves you more than your spouse ever could, who cares for you more than any friend ever could. And see him with his shoulders bent with sorrow and his body shaken with grief, whose pain of soul was so intense and so deep that it forced blood from his pores, mixing with his sweat and dropping to the ground. Think of this man who suffered so much, who sorrowed so much. He saw exactly what was about to happen to him. He knew every lash that he would endure from the scourges, every insult, every strike of the nails as they were driven into his flesh. And what is more, he knew each and every sin that would be committed of every man from the beginning of time until the end. Every adultery, every murder, every blasphemy, every sacrilege, every lust, every insult, every theft, Every little ingratitude, he saw every single thing. For most men, just a few of these would be enough to crush them. And every one of your sins, each one individually, he saw more clearly than you ever have. But not only did he see them, but he felt their weight. He allowed himself to experience the sorrow that we ought to feel for our sins. He experienced, as it were, the guilt of all of that sin, as if he himself had committed it. And he understood sin, and he felt sorry for it as we should if we had a real appreciation. He felt the guilt of your sins, and he bore the weight of the sorrow for the sins you committed, the sins I committed. Think of this man with tears streaming from his eyes, soaked in blood and sweat, laying prostrate on the ground, pressed down by the weight of our sins. And he suffered also with all the sufferings of those whom he loved. Like a mother suffers when her child suffers, so it was with Christ and his faithful. All the pains that his martyrs would endure, he felt. All the difficulties that Catholic families would go through, he felt their weight. All the trials of confessors, all the difficulties of apostles, he, in sympathy with them, experienced in himself that pain. And he saw this man, the ingratitude with which he would be treated. That very few thank him. Very many never even so much as think of him. And his greatest suffering was that he saw all these souls whom he loved so much, whom he died for, whom he suffered for. And he saw that very many would reject what he had done for them and be damned. Each and every one of those individual souls whom he knows, whom he loves, whom he thinks about, whom he suffers for, whom he loved more than himself, and yet so many he saw by their own choice go to hell to never experience joy again. Will you add to this man's shoulders by another sin? Will you, by another sin, put your foot on his back and push his face closer to the ground? Next time you are tempted, will you look into his tear-filled eyes and add another insult? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.